Yes.
Do you use them in chasashuti?
No, you don't.
Okay. You're helping out. Okay. All right, Rabosai.
Where did we leave off? One second. Yeah, we were talking. I wanted to talk for a second about some of the other applications we have here. I think there were three other applications on this sheet. One was toothbrushes. When they're on the Rav Moshe, on toothbrushes, Rav Moshe after is brushing teeth, mostly because of memachek, which is a big kiddush. Not exactly clear why you think it's memachek. Memachek means like scraping a surface clean, or scraping a surface smooth. The poskim are at a little bit of a loss to figure out what he means. Does he mean just when you clean your teeth at memachek? Is there memachek on the human body, like on yourself? That's a big kiddush. I mean, it is true. It cleans dirt off your teeth. But that's a big kiddush. Or does he mean the toothpaste, but you're not really smoothing out the toothpaste? Or does he mean memareach? Memachek means smoothing off, you know, like when you polish or smooth a surface. Memareach means when you smear a paste to make a smooth surface, which is a tolda d'oraita. Maybe he means that, you smear the toothpaste into a smooth surface, but it's all of that is unclear. The other poskim are not convinced because you're not really smearing the toothpaste into a smooth surface. You're just like, you're never getting a layer of toothpaste. It's just like using it as an abrasive brush. Okay, not clear. He also throws in that he thinks it's better. I don't have a lush nerve motion in front of me. But he says better not to use a wet toothbrush because of the chash of schita. So Moshe choshish for schita in toothbrushes. However, if you look at the Shmir Shabbos, when he talked about brushes it like kitchen brushes that you use for washing, brush, you know, anywhere in a bottle, you know, you use in a bottle. And then later on, he talks about toothbrushes. The Shmir Shabbat quote in the footnote in Perek Yud Beis. Give me a second. Footnote. Even in the top, he says that if you want to use a wet brush, then it is better to use a brush that's synthetic, which all our toothbrushes are, and where the hairs or the what do you call them? The bristles are not so close together. And that's what he quotes here from Shlomo Zalman, that it doesn't actually absorb. And he points out the Ksosa Shulchan and the Igris Moshe are choshesh for schita, and Shlomo Zalman says that it's not really schita, and likewise in the Sridei Eish, the Shut Sridei Eish, where he's toothbrushes, and he corresponds with Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman writes at the bottom that he also thinks it's mutter, but for some reason people don't do it. And we're about your safe matters toothbrushes. If you ever try your toothbrush, you see that it's not really absorbent. There's very little water absorbed in a toothbrush, and it's not really absorbed. Like everything else, the water is sticking to it. If you take a cup and you pour out the water, it'll also be some drop of water sticking to it. That's your surface tension. Shlomo Zalman is not exactly clear here. What does it mean? The bristles are not too close together. In the footnote, he says, well, you can see that the bristles are different. You can see there are different bristles. Lamaisa, the pashup shot is that it's always hard to know where to draw the line. It's pashup that something where it doesn't absorb water, even if it might hold onto a drop or two, is not considered schita, because everything holds onto a drop or two of water. If you take a corner of a washcloth the size of a toothbrush, you get it wet. You shake it out a little, whatever, you let it drip, then you squeeze it, you'll get a lot of water. I tried it with my toothbrush this morning. I squeezed as hard as I could, maybe like a tiny drop or two, which again, everything can have a drop or two of water on it someplace. You really see the taina that it's not chita. Yeah, it's always hard to know where to draw the line. So the Shmuel Shabbos Kilkot says Machria that it's better not to use water in your toothbrush, implying that may ikar din, or on a brush, implying that may ikar din. It's okay. Later on, he says the minig is not to use to brush your teeth. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shutzri de Eish. So the pashut shot is that even though Rav Moshe's Choshesh for Sita, Rav Avadya and the Shri de Eish and Rav Shlomo Zalman seemingly in our toothbrushes are not Choshesh for Sita, the pashut shot is that it's probably not Sita. You know, it's certainly not a Doraisa. It's a lot less absorbent than hair. And even here, remember we said it doesn't take shot that's our abundant, but maybe even the Rava. So pashut shot is that you ifra did you don't wear Sita in tooth. In toothbrushes, even though Tzotzar Shulchan is worried about it, he seems to be talking a different kind of toothbrush that we have, where it's made of natural fibers, which might be worse. You know, Lamaista, most posts can assume there's no clean to my toothbrushes. Okay, there's definitely many people are no hate to be macro toothbrushes, but Pashut Shot is there's no bitter Sita on toothbrushes. Also, it was pointed out to me that I'll see science. Apparently, a lot of dentists say you don't actually have to wet your toothbrush anyway to brush your teeth effectively. So I'll leave that between you and your scientist.
If it is natural fibers, though, would you ask him out there? There are artists that have the natural fibers.
There are?
If you're in composting and
environment, okay. They have that. Okay, yeah. Lamaista, if you are very granola, then you should be more machmir. Then you know, mide safe, I would be machmir if in the old, even the old days, they used to make it out of animal hair. Okay, I'd be machmir if it's natural fibers, but I'm talking about the non-granola toothbrush. What is there a word for non-granola? Whoa, that's already a value judgment.
David should just say, you know,
If you're a non-granola toothbrush, I really don't think there's probably. Of course, there are many, many other issues that come up. And not to mention the fact that toothbrushes have a handle, which means they're much more to the right. Toothbrushes have a handle, which means they're much more to the right bit. And I mean, again, toothbrushes are very easy to be matter, and there's a bit of a mutter shock, right? A sponge with a handle is mutter, either because nothing comes out of it when you wipe, or because the handle is a matter. Okay, less comes out of a toothbrush than out of a sponge when you wipe it, even with the head. So if the head of a sponge does nothing come down, well, if that's called nothing, there's even less than that, so certainly nothing. If the head is a handle, this is a handle. But really, I don't think Sita is the Indian for toothbrushes.
What about the toothpaste?
Ah, of course, there are many other Indianim. There's so many different malachos that come up when it comes to brushing teeth. One of them, which seems to have been more problem in the old days than nowadays, maybe I think we're just do something better or they improve the toothbrushes, they all say, oh, it's a gracia of making your mouth or making your gum bleed. I think some people still do. Okay, then it's taka a problem. I know you don't want your gums to bleed. It's obviously it's a gracia of nichole, but if the gracia of nichole is not an automatic heter. But most people nowadays, their gums don't bleed. Maybe you know, soft toothbrush, I don't know. And the bigger problems are the toothpaste. The bigger issues are definitely the toothpaste. Just by the way, when it comes to Sita, another side of the hospital is maybe you don't even want water to come out of your toothbrush. It's not clear why we put water on our toothbrush. It's not that we need the water to brush our teeth. Some people say, maybe it softens the brush. So it softens the brush. Not that you want the water. It just softens the brush. So it's, you know, another side of the hospital. You're not trying to get the water out. It's an ibud, which they both point out. But kitzer, so the pita is really not the, even though most is kosher for it, of course, most folks is not the chomer issue. The more chomer issue is the toothpaste. The toothpaste is definitely more chomer issue. when it comes to toothbrushes and their toothbrushes with toothpaste. One is Rav Moshe says memachek. Again, it's not 100% clear what he means, whether it's smoothing your teeth or smoothing the toothpaste. But most mepharshim assume he means smoothing your toothpaste. Maybe you're smoothing out the toothpaste. But the poskim are not so convinced that's the problem because you're not really making a smoothly your toothpaste. You're using the toothpaste, but you're not really like smoothing out the toothpaste onto your teeth. Like, I don't know, if you stop in the middle of Brooklyn, you see a layer of toothpaste on your teeth. What? I should have stopped in the middle of Brooklyn and looked in the mirror this morning. Anyone ever do that? Anyone ever look in the mirror? Okay, you ever do it in the middle of brushing your teeth?
Not
only
layer, but it's all
the layer. What? Right? I was like smoothing all over your teeth. So maybe that is.
As much as liquid soap.
Of course, we're mostly also mocked by liquid soap, right? Because, well, maybe the toothpaste is more solid layer. Well, probably not. More solid than liquid soap.
That was because of the bubble, not because of the layer.
Ramosha's very, very worried about the Mariah. Mike said here, you don't really need the toothpaste on your teeth. You know, the toothpaste doesn't do anything on your teeth. The half of the toothpaste is it's abrasive. The whole point of the toothpaste is to be abrasive. To like scratch it. To scratch the dirt off your teeth. That's the only reason for toothpaste. Why not just brush it out toothpaste? You'll get rid of all the dirt. Because you need something that's a little scratchier to get rid of more dirt from your teeth. That's the point of the toothpaste. So you're certainly not trying to make a layer. It's certainly not a significant layer. It's not a hard layer. It's not funny or wax. It's certainly not a shot of a doraisa layer.
Well,
nowadays they also have chemicals like fluoride, et cetera. True. You want that to get into your... That's a part. Okay. Also the question of mold, right? How about liquefying the toothpaste? Right? But that's not so clear. Is it actually liquefied? Is it just like, you know, nayla involved in the water? Do you spit it out, et cetera? In your mouth, maybe your mouth doesn't count as a mosh yet, we saw. So lamaisa memarea is the biggest issue for most people. And it's a machlokes, the Rav Moshe says author, Rav Avadya. Then the bracketeer says mutter, the Judaish says mutter, the Rav is quoted in Nefesh HaRav, page 168, as saying it's mutter to brush your teeth on Shabbat. And Rosh Hashanah makes a pshara. He's quoted, he said in the Judaish, like in his letter to the Judaish, says it's firm on the Torah, Bachir, Nogum, and Isser, the minig is to utter it, and that's exactly what the Shur Shabbat implies here. No again, Shalot HaSech, then he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says the minig is not to. Since many poskim are makel, I think that if someone, if it feels that it's necessary for their health to brush their teeth on Shabbat, then they can rely on the makelim. If someone, I think the meaning of a lot of the nature is not to. So in my humble opinion, if you ask me, I would say if you don't really feel it's a strong, it's a health necessity, then skip Shabbos, like the meaning of many of the nature of the machmer, like Rav Moshe. But if it's necessary, either, whatever, if you feel it's very necessary for your teeth, then you can certainly rely on the makila, Latinia Psyche. Some people use liquid toothpaste on Shabbos instead of solid toothpaste on Shabbos. Although I'm not convinced that the liquid toothpaste is as good for your teeth as the solid toothpaste. It might make your mouth smell fresh. Anyway, because they think the biggest problem is the smoothing out. And there's no smoothing out, and the teeth is really not a strong shock. But again, I don't know what the dentist would say about whether it really accomplishes anything for your health. My impression from my sort of Google level familiarity with the science behind brushing your teeth is that brushing with liquid toothpaste is not healthier than brushing with just a plain brush. It just like feels mintier in your mouth. I'm not sure if that's an ideal solution.
Well, with a wet toothbrush without toothpaste would be
With a wet toothbrush without toothpaste or motion with no toothpaste, better not to. But it's there's even the oats there is a better not to, like, is not an upper. So, you know, there's a very, very strong, you know, I really think it's Motrin. Yeah.
What would be the problem with the blood that
has to impact? Because it's an avalacha of shokhe to draw blood. So drawing blood is the problem on Shabbat. Even though clearly there's a great shkolo nichole. But Phelps, a great shkolo nichole is author. You know, like, you know, there's some big necessity, et cetera. Okay, right. They're also okay. There's some people are macro or special Shabbat toothbrush, because when the Gemara talks about other kinds of brushing, in Daf Kuflam Zion, there's a story. Anyone know anyone with a special Shabbat toothbrush? I think on the farm, I don't know anyone with a Shabbat toothbrush.
I've seen people with that.
You've seen people with Shabbat toothbrush. Okay, it's a funny thing, because like if Ovda the Chol use the same toothbrush, it's one of these random things, like how do we know what's really Ovda the Chol? Because one of your separate shabbos everything, meaning if you're separate shabbos something to couple, but that's the difference.
Through a value of that, or
no, I didn't make a note to myself, but I'm sure you could find it someplace. Do we have it here? No. Based on the Gemara Kof Zayin Beis, that you can't brush yourself with a certain kind of brush that did some sort of malacha. And Rav Shmuel Kof Zayin Beis. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he had a special silver one made for Shabbos. From there that's some sort of mocker. We don't have to brush it. It's more of a shock of the whole, you know, a separate one for Shabbos. Some people are machmir, but I think we don't have to be machmir because we're not sure exactly what the Yidurim are, and we don't special everything for Shabbos. To have a special one for Shabbos? That's Rav Avadya?
Yeah, I think that's who they're for. Yeah.
Who are you reading?
Okay,
Viker. Next thing, the big controversy. Who said there was a war about it? Right, what was the title this year?
World War of Wipes.
The World War of Wipes. Okay. World War of Wipes. So can you use baby wipes in Shabbos or not is super controversial. Are baby wipes considered tefillah or not? So there are says the Shmir Shabbos, Perek Yud Dalet. Okay, if you do it lightly, then very unclear lashon. If you do it lightly, because it's not a chita, and that's what he said he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Big machloket. So he says if you do it lightly, it is. It is okay in the Shuthar Tzvi. Shimon Kofsadi, he's also matter. The Shut Igris Moshe, Pelig Beis, Simon Ayin, is matter wiping a table with a wet paper towel, which is a bigger chiddush, because I think those are more absorbent than baby wipes. Baby wipes don't look, you feel them, they don't feel as absorbent. I don't know what kind of paper most some people say. No, he meant less absorbent paper, not like our paper towel. It could be in his days they had like the cheap paper towel. I'm not sure. Rav Avadya is also Mekel. However, there are many who are machmer on paper towels. The Minchas Yitzchak is machmer on baby wipes. Minchas Yitzchak is machmer in the 39 Malachos book is machmer. It's a big machloket. And it's a big machloket. What's worse? Very wet ones or very dry ones? Depends what your head is. The Rabbi Rivkin in 39 Malachos book, he said, what page is it? 353. Thank you. What does he say? Here we are. Yes. Use of baby wipes. Some poskim are makel only if they're very wet. Like he said, maybe the bottom of the container. So what do you think the heter is? The heter is that there's so much water on the surface that you're not necessarily going to squeeze anything out from inside. So it's so wet, there's so much water on the surface that there's no like room for anything to come out from the inside. And or even if you do, if it does come out, the machine is having, or it's certainly a little nickel that you don't need it. Okay, so he'd make it if it's super, super wet. Because then there's so much on the surface, nothing's going to come out. And that's in certain poskim, right? Then those who are makel are only makel if it is very wet. And the children of halacha, Rav Simcha Bonim Cohen, he says adra, it's only makel if it's dry. If it's dry, then there's nothing to come. If it's more dry, there's nothing to come out. If it's more dry, there's nothing that's going to come out. Most of the modern day Tfarim do not take the approach that it's better for it to be wetter. They take the approach it's better for it to be more dry, because then it's less likely that anything will come out. There are a few machlokas that come up here. Number one, there's the Metzias machlokas, which is what the Rivia deals with. Is the water in the cloth or on the cloth? It's soapy water. Is it in the cloth or on the cloth? If it's on the cloth, that's not Sita. If it's in the cloth, then it would be Sita to get it out. And he said he interviewed the companies. Rev the Minchas Asher also said he did some research about this. Rev Moshe Feinstein, talking about paper towel, says water doesn't go in, it's just on it, so it's not Sita. He says that he got conflicting reports. Right? One producer said it's only on the wipes. And another major manufacturer says that it is in the wipes. So he's not sure. The could be, but it seemed like they were both talking in general. Like it could be supposed to be privately, both admitted there's no real difference between the brands except for branding. Which is usually the case. The truth is, I have a relative who actually worked in a similar industry. They just have one factory that makes everything. Half of it they put in one package, half in the other package, and they make two competing brands. Owned by the same person. It's the chachma behind it, that's like money, many. He says right here, he says that in the wet wipes, it's not in them, it is on them. Okay, it's really, what we see is that it's a little confusing, but definitely there is a possibility that the liquid's not absorbed in them any, they're not really absorbent, it's just the liquid on them that you're using. And therefore, it's not a chash of chita. The other fascinating question is, are you trying to, let's say you do squeeze out some soapy water from the baby wipe. Are you trying to get out the water, which makes it already a shash, the oraisa of sprita, told the dadash? Or is that up to gracious nichale and the ibud and it's water you don't want? The Sitz Eliezer said, even if you squeeze something out, you don't want anything to come out. He says, because you only need a little on the surface. If anything comes out, you don't really need it. You don't really want it. Rav Moshe says, you don't want any water to come out. Why do you want water to come out? Or Shlomo Zalman says that, no, you do want the water to come out. Therefore, it is more of a shot of Sita. I really think that the most important machloket is not any of those. The most important machloket, I think, is the most fundamental machloket is is this really called Klita in the first place? Anyone ever use baby wipes? Even on a weekday, if you have a baby, you probably use baby wipes at least on a weekday. After you wipe your baby with a baby wipe, is there a pool of liquid that you can pour off of your baby?
No.
No. What do you see after you wipe your baby with the baby? Now, maybe if you took a whole package of them and squeezed them, you could get out a pool of liquid. I don't know. I don't know if that's between the, if you take one wipe and squeeze it, maybe. It depends exactly how wet it is. But when you wipe the baby with the baby wipe, when you wipe the baby with the baby wipe, says Ray Willie told me, Ray Willie says, absolutely. Author, he says, no, the whole happens, you need the soapy water. That's what cleans the baby, right? If it was just a dry wipe, it wouldn't clean the baby. It's the soapy water that cleans the baby. So you need to squeeze out the soapy water. But what happens after you wipe? Is there's sort of a sheen on the baby's bottom, right? Like a little shiny, a little moist. You don't really see liquid the way you would if you, like, I don't know, squeeze a towel onto a counter or something. So is that called sleep or not? When it leaves like a little moisture, a little wetness behind, but that real liquid, is that called sleep or not? I think that's really the biggest machlokes. And that is what the Minchas Asher deals with here. And he brings an amazing raya. He brings an amazing raya from Masechta Shabbos of Nun Amud Beis. What is it saying? Nun Amud Beis, Masechta Shabbos. It says the Gemara asks, Mahu Liftoa. Let me find for a second. This is an amazing raya. Give me a second. Mahu Liftoa Zeisim Shabbos. Can you break olives on Shabbos? He says, maybe it's us because of Heftet Oakland. Okay, they get into a whole discussion of whether or not it is. Of whether or not it is Hefted Ochlin or not. In the end, it seems to be that it's Mutter Liftsoa Zeisim Shabbat. Why? Because the Hav, I mean, the Asher was really only because of Hefted Ochlin. What is this Liftsoa Zeisim thing? What are you doing with Liftsoa Zeisim? Rashi says, hitting them on a rock to make them sweeter, to get rid of the acidity. And Tosos and all the other Rishonim argue and say, no, that's not true. He says, Malitzol loch upon of Yadav Araglov to rinse your body, upon of Yadav Araglov, to rinse your body with it. Derech Mezeisim Lahavir Lelavin, because the olive juice, it's not exactly olive oil, it's more of a more liquid juice. The olive juice, it takes off, cleans off the zuama, and it cleans your skin. Okay, and that's why you have a whole discussion. Are you allowed to do such things with food or not? It's not hefted ochlin. But what does it seem like from this sugya? Like, the question is the hefted ochlin. It's breaking the olives, right? But question, can you break the olive? But smearing them on your skin, because the olive juice cleans your skin, didn't seem to be a problem. That is very, very similar issue of baby wipe. Except the fact that olive does what the most common thing in the world for you, because it's baked and banana, right? And you're allowed to smear olives on your skin to clean your skin. What happens when you clean your skin? How does that olive clean your skin? It's supposed to be baked, right? Obviously, a little juice in the olive cleans your skin. You want the juice in the olive to clean your skin. But apparently, they don't have Amina to answer that because of Krita. Why didn't anyone say, Srita? Like, why didn't, so the Ritva there said, that's not Srita, because it's a whole lake with Ibad, and you're not using it, and you don't really need the liquid. Now, okay, it's like a funny thing, because what do you mean? You're using it to clean your skin. Apparently, this Gemara seems to be a strong proof that if something is just cleaning and then disappears, That's not considered svita. Okay, it's a very, very strong proof. It's mamish, very, very similar. Eis haman oven. That you're allowed to use it to clean your skin. So if you can use eis haman oven, then why can't you use baby wipes? So many, many, many posts can say baby wipes is, really many posts say baby wipes is okay. Let's just give a list. The Minchas Usher says baby wipes is okay. Finds a very similar. The first one I noticed, point out this mark, very similar case of adult olive wipes. On the none of the base, Rav Moshe is matter wiping a table with paper towel. When you wipe a table with paper towel, like you need the water to clean the table. But the Tana, he doesn't consider that to be svita. Again, Rav Avadya is also makel on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel, at least if you do it gently. The Shudhar Tzvi, Kostadi is also Mako. Basically, a lot of poskim are Mako. And he does have, even though not all, the Minchas Asher does have a very good raya from the Nunavid base that you can clean your skin with olives. And it's not clear why that should be any different. I think you could also bring a raya from sponges, right? Blatu, most Rishonim say the heter of the one with the handle, that you're not squeezing it. Well, look, when you wipe with a sponge, you're probably doing more than baby wipes. The sponge. You know, you try wiping the sponge, you're definitely using the water to clean your table, and the water is helping clean your table, and a lot more water is coming out than baby wipes, and yet it's mutter, and they bring other rayas. Anyone have a full Mishnah Berurah we used to have in here? Right? Then everyone brings the rayas from... from Simon Atokok Yud Yud Gimel. Simon Atokok Yud Gimel, who says that on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wipe your face or wipe your eyes. Thank you. Atokok Yud Gimel. Atokok. Yud Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah. Was that the wrong one? Okay. Sorry, Tefresh Yud Gimel, I meant in court. Right, wrong holiday. Tefresh Yud Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch that you can't soak a cloth before Yom Kippur and then like use it to cool off on Yom Kippur because we're afraid that it'll still be wet and you'll come to do Shechita. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, but you're allowed to wipe yourself dry with a towel instead of soaking it and then use it to cool off tomorrow, the Adayin Lachik Tzatz, when it's still a little wet. To that, we're not worried about Shechita. So we see that using something that's a little wet is not necessarily Shechita. Not every time you use a wet cloth is a Shechita. You know, it depends on the circumstances. Again, baby wipes give off a lot less water than clothing. If you soak a towel and pick it up the next morning, it'll be much more soaking wet, and you'll get much more out of it when you squeeze it than a baby wipe. So the Maisa, I'm a Talmud very willing. I never use baby wipes. He says, after he says, what do you mean you're squeezing out water that you're using for washing your baby on Shabbos? That is mamish kita malacha l'mahadrin. But it's really not so pashut because A, maybe the water's really on the surface, and B, even if the water is inside, maybe that's not considered kita, like the juice inside the olive is not considered skita because what do you mean it's going to eat? Because it's disappearing. Like it's, I understand some culture is coming out, but it's not forming an actual liquid. It's just a sheen on the baby, and that's not called using. That's called, as he says, the ibud. Why is it called the ibud? Not disappearing, but it's disappearing as a liquid. It's very useful, but it's not forming a liquid. So lemaisa, if you don't get a lot of liquid out of your baby wipes, most baby wipes you don't get a lot of liquid out of, you don't get like a significant liquid after you wash with them. then it really seems acridin that it is butter.
What is there, what they say about the
potassium fat? Yeah, I didn't get a full answer.
The milk of mushroom still is not for not to like fall over the baby wipe and use it, that you'll make it more out of it.
Right, not to use it in a non-standard way, really squeeze out significant water.
So, and also those who make on doing it lightly are molded to the fact that squeezing it harder was. So we saw the Sharatiyon and Sifat Tazayin, which said that in the Atzul Lahadik Mofen Nikha, the Sharatiyon explains that because even though you're not squeezing so hard, the Chayashina and Shem Yadikated, the English name of secretia. And our question is that when you have your, if there's a level at which you squeeze harder and you have secretia for it, we shouldn't even allow a normal use that wouldn't lead to that.
Right, but I think that the difference is that here it's really non-standard to like do it in a way that it's hard to tell exactly what he means.
Very shy, a person would want to, even he said, and then he would say a person would want to use a wipe harder than the standard use if he's trying to scrub something out. That level of creative secretion.
Yes, but I think the real, again, I don't know exactly where he meant to draw the line, but Lamaitha, even when someone scrubs hard when their baby's really dirty, you don't really see more liquid coming out. So I don't know how hard you have to squeeze to really get more liquid out. So I guess what I'm really saying is I think that's rough look in the first place. I don't like the pot.
Has the Rav ever seen Shabbos wipes, like wipes that are allowed to use on Shabbos?
Any special Shabbos wipe? But are they different than the other wipes?
It could be that
wipes are synthetic. Or maybe they're more dry. But again, that's a little bit of a double-edged sword because the very Riviat says Adrava, if they're dry enough, that's worse. I've seen them at Hesher also. I just never knew if, like, sometimes solar coil is a Hesher, it's different than the other solar coil.
All the companies that are making the Radia are they only market for a baby?
No, they're Mako. All the ones who are Mako in general, really. There's some people want to say, oh, baby's like a colic, or we're more Mako, whatever, and then we can matri surim, and that's rachok. Lod kidekach, meaning there are other ways to clean your baby. So these are general. Of course, the tzorich is more for a baby. I mean, if you don't have a baby, then, but some people, it's very, some people know it's not so hard to have a baby without using wipes on Shabbos. But definitely more convenient, definitely less convenient than not have wipes on Shabbos for a baby, and some people find it hard. Maybe nowadays people find it, unhygienic, I don't know. But Lamaitha, it really seems to be Ikrodin like a butter. What can I tell you? Even though I don't like to argue with my Rebbe.
Did Rebbe dissolve soap in the water?
Oh yeah, the other option is I actually had like a Hamish brand they sold in the pharmacy in America of like a spritz bottle of soapy water. You just spritz soapy water and then you wiped it off. Once it got empty, we just refilled it with water with a little soap.
Okay.
We outwitted the Hamish brand. Okay, the last thing I want to discuss that had to do with Disha is the famous machlokas about milking cows. Milking cows is author. Yeah.
On the fund, the character is because it's not a shame to sleep up there, it's a shear.
So
that's not what the Ritva says.
The Ritva says it's holy for Ibud.
So we're not
right. It's holy for Ibud. The question is, what does he mean by that? You're saying the Ritva holds the answer of Ibud, but who says that we hold?
What are you calling that? Not shame to sleep up.
The Eino Tzorech Lemei Mayhem Beholech Le'ibad, who says that we have meaning, aren't we machmer elsewhere, by Eino Tzorech Lemei Mayhem Beholech Le'ibad? So I think the answer is going to be that when there's other sudden lahakel, we are Mako. Okay, the real answer is there, is that the real answer is the Gemara. The Gemara is not choshesh for Kita. Whatever your sheep is, you'll work it out. The Iker is the Gemara, not the Ritva. The rep is the one that happens to mention it according to his sheet, though. But everyone would have explained it according to their own sheet, however they'll explain it. That's the ignorance of the Gemara, not the rep.
So the real shot is it's not a shame to speak.
If either it's the Ibn Gold has an Ibn, or it's just not a shame Kita. It's not a shame Mashka, which I think is probably more likely. And I think that goes together with, again, by sponges. Remember the heads of the sponge, the handle? Everyone says there's no Kita. And the right objective, if you look at the right inside, I don't know if this line of the says, what do you mean there's always Kita, even with the handle? A little water will step when you wipe. So what all the others don't think? No, they think that's not called Kita. You don't think the table got wet when you wiped with the sponge? That's not called Kita. And even the right would have said, if they'll Kita even with the handle, a sponge is a lot more serious than a baby wipe. So that doesn't prove you can say it about a baby wipe. So, Lamaik, that we have, I think, a lot of riot Lahakel, in my humble opinion, and the less humble opinion of many, you know, including Rav Moshe. Okay, last thing I want to mention was milking cows. Right? The Gemara says that milking cows on Shabbos seems to say is Asur D'oraisa. Milking cows on Shabbos. Hacholev, etc., etc. Shabbat b'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos, Hezeh b'Yom Tov Loka Arboim, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and then the Chachamim, most of the Rishonim assume they're only arguing on other things, not on Cholev. So Chaliva seems to be Asur D'oraisa. What Malacha is? What malacha is chaliva? The Gemara asks what chaliva. They say it's mefarik. What malacha is mefarik? So here there is a machloket. The simple shot Rashi says tolda de dosh. The simple shot of that milking is a tolda of dosh. What is the kasha? Everyone asks. How can you say milking cows is dosh? It says in the Bayin Hay that milking, quote unquote, not milking, squeezing out the diaphragm, he was though, is not dosh. It's not a duly karka. So how could milking cows be Dutch if it's not Gidule Karka? And there are three answers. There are three answers, I believe. The Rabban actually, well, there's more than one answer. But how about Kolev equals Mefari? The Kasha is not Gidule Karka. So says Rabbi Yitzchak, it doesn't mean Dutch. It's mamachik. This kind of mafarik is mamachik. You're squeezing out the udder when you milk it. That's a big fish. Smoothing out the udder when you milk it. That's a big fish. What does that have to do with smoothing, scraping leather? That's really told of mamachik. No one agrees with the Rambam. All the other Rishonim say it's dosh. Oh, what about the fact that it's not Gidulei Karka? Anyone want to give me an answer? So, the Ramban says in his second answer, Kasha, She'eino Yidule Karka. So the Ramban basically gives all the answers, right? The Ramban, in his second answer, he says that animals are Yidule Karka. What's the proof that animals are Yidule Karka? When do we call them Yidule Karka? In which area of halakha do we clearly call animals Yidule Karka? Meister Shani, right? What can you buy if I can shani money? Only being creepy Yidule Karka. Why? Because that's a call for the call. When the Chumash said, say, what are those things? Things that reproduce in our Yidule Karka. Free to reproduce, even out of their own plant breeds, wine, and are Gidulei Karka. So maybe animals are Gidulei Karka, lady, is that? And it's something they're not called Gidulei Karka, and something they also are called Gidulei Karka. It wasn't about Gidulei Karka, where's the people live? In the Yam. The Yam is not Karka, but animals live on dry land. Only land animals are Gidulei Karka. Okay, the other possibility is that the Ramban suggests in his first answer is that in Gisha Ogdula Karka is not across the board. It depends what kind of Gisha. Basically, the Gisha of squeezing out the Chiladon is a different kind of Gisha from the disha of milking a cow. And he said, if you take something, the disha of basically taking something out of a receptacle, like milking the cow, that applies even if it's not doing a carcass. So he says, really, some form of disha, a little hard wine, apply even to non-gidulei karka. And the other answer, which is the Ri in Tosfot, and the Ramban, the third answer, and the Ramban, and his third answer is that the Braitha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's Disha initial of Mule Karka. The Sabar Yesh Disha, the low, the Gidule Karka, and then the Rishonim argue whether he passed that way or not. Okay. So, Kashtus is that milking is an Isha Daraisa. Again, if it maybe sometimes there's disha even after the karka with kuli alma. Maybe animals are doing the karka. That's the easiest answer. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The repasta is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban doesn't pass like Yehuda. The pashup shot is that it is Osir midaraisa. The Rambam says it is dosh midaraisa, and the Mishnah Brura paskins that it's dosh midaraisa. The Mishnah Brura in the Mishnah Hey, how do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Brura, let me just read it to you. Says the Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Hei Sifkutin Ayin Aleph, I think it is. Hacholei Lutoch Kli Chayav. Chayav. It's Asur Daraisa, we paskin, it is. Faculty. Offer me the Araisa. Offer me the Araisa. Machlokes. Hanoim. Very shonim. How is that? That's only Rebuhud. It's a machlokes. How we hop in. Lamaisa, we hop in. Offer me the Araisa. Of course, Mishabura, he says, Hapol of Tokli Chayav. And he explains, Bishamafari told it to Dosh. That's also the Raman, the Magna Ram, and many, many, many Achronim. History. The problem, of course, so how do you run a dairy farm? You might say, just don't milk on Shabbos. What's the problem with not milking on Shabbos? Right, so first of all, you lose a lot of money. And second of all, if you don't milk the cows for a whole 24 hours, you know what will happen to them. They'll be in utter pain. That's a rabbi joke. Anyway, I think that was my grandfather's joke, actually. He was a rabbi and a grandfather, so he was allowed to make corny jokes. Lemaisa, what are we talking? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Motor Lomer Le'ini Yehudi Lach Lebehentu Shavshim Tzar Bali Chayim. Okay, what they always did in Europe is they had a guy do the milking. Tzar Bali Chayim is Mater Melacha Al Yedei Akum, even though the Magna Ram and the Mishnah Brura quotes, some people say, no, you can only let the goy milk for himself and buy it from him. Because you can't tell him to do malach with Tzar Bali Chayim. You just let him do it on his own and then buy it from him. But that was, even though there was such a minhag, that was not the, the Shulchan Aruch was Yesh Omrim Shetzorach Liknos Ben Yud Dover Muach. So you have to buy from a little, so it seems like he's doing it on his own, because they didn't want to rely on just the heter of Tzar Bali Chayim, but the Mishnah Brura says the minhag is not like Yesh Omrim, the minhag is like the first opinion of the heter gomer of Tzar Bali Chayim, and that's why in Europe they always have to go to milk the cows. What do you do if you're not in Europe? The Shmir Shabbos Lachos discusses, what if you don't have a guy? Right, when the first Chalutim came to Israel, it was the first time they didn't have a guy, because there's a lot of tension between the Jews and the Arabs when they first came to Israel. And you couldn't really hire a guy. Not like nowadays. Nowadays, on all farms of all types, all the work is done by guy. The Jews sit in the office on a computer. But in those days, the Jews did the work, and And they didn't have goyim, so that was a big machlokas. There were some rabbanim who, if you look at Loshon Yavskochata, right, he said, don't be makel and milk for no reason on, don't be makel and milk on Shabbos without a goy. What I say, if there's no nachri, what should you do? So this is already a pach and chazan ish. If you don't have a nachri, the other option is kol le'ibud. Just milk on the ground. Just milk on the ground. What? Not on the grass. Correct. Milk onto the ground, or milk into a bucket that has, you know, some sort of bleach or, you know, some other destructive chemical in it. So that'll be le'ibud even in a bucket if you don't want to get the ground muddy. Just milk le'ibud or milk down the drain. And rely on those who are making on milk le'ibud milk and tzar balei chayim. Right, milk and tzar balei chayim. Remember the Rabbi Gatam and many other Rishonim say the ibud is not considered svita. So rely on the mekilu and ibud if for tzar balei chayim if you have no choice. Or you can milk onto food. The problem with milking onto food is that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, putting one little piece of food and filling up a bucket is not considered milking onto food. It has to be at least the room absorbed into the food, and then you can't really sell the milk. So it's not really that much better than cold. But and even that on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, it would be more makel, but not totally. You're right, on Shabbos, even so, that's on Yom Kippur, right? On Shabbos, we take the Asur Drabon into milk, even into food. So it might lower to Nisra Rabbanan, but even so, it's not really such a practical heter.
Shabbos Derech is bored.
What?
Shabbos is bored.
That's interesting. The Lemaisa, if you look inside here, it seems clear that it's only Drabanan, probably because something that food just you're not allowed to eat now is only considered if Solus me Drabanan. That's the general rule of order. We'll see. Anyway, Kitzer, those are your two options. There are those who had far-fetched hair and they wanted to give to the kibbutzim in the early days, but they were very far-fetched, and that's what the Shemesh Shabbos says. That if you don't have a guy, call it le'ibod, and if you lose money, then Hashem atobi yumalis chetronam shal elor mosrim esnafshal kiyam torasinu akadosha. He only has faith that he knows that there's some people who want to be made. But the kulas are very far-fetched, and we don't rely on them. Of course, nowadays they have a third hector, which is they know big rum. Because grub is more than Kabbalah, and grub is also most expensive. So it worked out well. But the problem is not that they're not they have a grub, a milking machine. They're not going to get into all the details of exactly what counts as the grub. There's a lot of literature about this. But the, you know, the classic idea of a grub and milking machine would be put on the machine first before the child clock turns, before the child clock turns it on. That would be grub. Because when you did it, you were just goring, and when the Shabbos clock hits the right time, it turns on. Nowadays, they have other fancier ways of doing grama. Lamaisa nowadays, all the from kibbutzim or kibbutzim that want a good hashkaka for the milk, they use a grama machine. If they're like very poor farms that are not technologically advanced, then they use a guy. No one looks like it because, you know, they don't want to lose so much money.
And they said that now they're showing all the quantities, all of the share, and they're moving away from the machine.
Ah, now they're going to require dying. Okay, which makes sense because again, nowadays there's like three people left in the country where they have this ideal of Abu Dhabi Ritz, and everyone uses dying. Maybe not even on weekdays.
Even the non-Jews probably use machines.
Right, because they don't have to use them on the grub. Okay. I mean, machines aren't to walk on stuff. You have to use them in a weird way. Right.
They've got the button.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, it's not as big a deal nowadays because we have a lot of goyim. Even in places where, you know, that's not safe to have Arabs, though, I mean, you've walked around Israel, you've seen all the foreign workers from various, you know, I don't know, Southeast Asian countries or wherever else people come from. There's no shortage of goyim working in Israel nowadays. Okay. What will happen, you know, theoretically, if we want the Jews to do all the work? First of all, I don't know. Maybe we will never theoretically want that. And if we then maybe we'll use the growing machines. So it's not a problem. Yeah.
Well, I thought, so what would be cast a spell, follow the spell here, if you fell off the phone, you go ahead and do it in jobs?
No, because they always have Jews watching them. It's a good question, but they always have Jews watching them.
I think it's mother, but how do you differentiate the cow versus the mother and nurse?
Ah, great question. So I do want to get into this, but I'll get into it a little. The difference is very clear. When a mother nurses, she doesn't do malacha, the baby does the malacha. The baby is allowed to do malacha on Shabbos.
It'll die, it doesn't
mean often. No, but even if it won't die, the baby is allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. The mother doesn't do anything. The baby does the malacha. The baby nurses. We say the mother nurses the baby. The baby nurses. The mother doesn't do anything. So that's why it's not a problem. The baby is allowed to nurse on Shabbos. What? What about pumping on Shabbos? The biggest controversy now is pumping on Shabbos. Okay, you're going to force me into another world war. The world war of, I can't think of a word for milk that starts with W. There's a world war about pumping on Shabbos. What if you need to pump on Shabbos? So is it mutter to pump on Shabbos? Without getting to the issue of the turning on machines, like the, let's assume, maybe put on Shabbos box, maybe, whatever it is. Can you pump on Shabbos? This is a big machloket. Tasha's pumping on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraita of dog. If a cow is doing karka, people are also doing karka. People are also land animals. We don't live in the ocean. So Pasha's an issue d'oraita. We assume it's an issue d'oraita. There's a shulchan aruch that says if the baby won't start nursing and you're afraid it could be sakana, then the mother can use her hand to squeeze out a little milk into the baby's mouth. So the baby will get interested and start nursing, and the charitzim says, "But why isn't it a raita?" He said, "Well, the sakana if the baby doesn't nurse." For sakana it's mutter. The question is, what's considered sakana? And this is super controversial, and there's a lot of things I don't understand. There's some mithora. Okay, we're not going to get into this, but. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata, he said something that's not true in science. That's not true. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata, Perek Lamed Vav, he says if a baby can't nurse, then either the baby's too weak to nurse or sick and can't nurse, or the baby has to be hospitalized for something and so the mother can't come and nurse him, and the baby's living off mother's milk, meaning we're not talking about an older baby who also eats, you know, daisa, etc., a little baby, then she can pump even on Shabbos to go to sakana if they give him a different kind of milk, like formula. This is a mesora from the Chazon Ish, that switching food of an infant is sakana. It is exceedingly peculiar because, you know, baby formula is a worldwide phenomenon which people use all the time. And even people who nurse regularly, okay, this goes back to the people with the non-synthetic toothbrushes, don't use baby formula. But I'm talking about the mainstream Western women, even if they went to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, scientifically it's healthier to nurse, which is definitely, to the best of my knowledge, true. But if they want to go away someplace, you know, for 8 hours, then and they have to leave the baby home, then sometimes they'll give the baby a formula. And no one thinks the baby's going to be in danger. We live in a world where everyone knows that it's not dangerous to give a baby formula instead of milk. Now, what if you have one very, very weird baby who just will not drink anything but his mother's milk and will spit it out and won't drink formula, could again sakana? So the truth is that when he gets hungry enough, he'll compromise. You don't have to come on to that. Halakhically, we're very awkward. Sakana. It could be the sign that maybe there could be some reputation where baby will be doing formula, and you try 1, 2, 3 times, the baby is doing formula, the baby doesn't drink. Baby doesn't have milk. But 99.9% of the time, baby has no problem with formula whatsoever. Maisim b'chol yom. So it's a strange thing. It's like an Israeli thing. Like if you're like super Israeli, you have this, you know, fake news that it's sakana to give a baby formula. And then if you're very granola, then it's like just the fact you're looking for, because you think that anyway. But it's just, it's not, you know, it's a scientific question. And in scientific questions, I don't think you can say Elo Ve'elo, Debre Lekim Chayim Heim. Maybe you could say that people were in a different reality and we're talking about something that's not exactly the same as formula we have. I don't know. Lemaista, if you can give a baby formula, there's no heter. What? Yeah. I mean, the only thing, formula is just mixing powder with water. That's the same as making, you know, instant drinks. You know, things being crystallized. You're allowed to mix powder to flavor water on Shabbos. Anyway, Kitzer, it's very hard to imagine there's any heter to pump. Meaning, it's very rare to have an occasion where it would be sakana to give a baby formula, and therefore it's almost impossible to find a heter do malacha d'oraisa of pumping on Shabbos, not from electricity, because of the pumping electricity is probably in the Dravana network. As a matter of fact, an electric pump is supposed to be better than a hand pump. Not that they sell the hand pump anymore anyway, because the hand pump, you need to do a MISA every time you go in and out. The electric pump, you just need to turn the switch once. Halacha l'maisa, bottom line is, there's almost never a heter for the oraisa of pumping on Shabbos, because it's almost never sakana, unless you have very, very, you know, unique occurrences. Let's say the baby's very sick and in a very delicate state and you don't want to mess with anything, et cetera. You know, but if you're talking about normal circumstances of difficulty nursing, it's very hard for me to imagine a heter to pump on Shabbos. You know, the Lum wrote the fact that the Israelis have some sort of a sora otherwise. I asked Ray Willie once what he thought of this, and he said, no, it can't be anyone really thinks that. Anyway, Lemaista, when would there, what heter could there be? There could be a heter to pump if you pump Le'ibud, because Le'ibud is mutter for Tzar Bali Chayim. So Le'ibud would also be mutter for Tzar people, including babies. So let's say the mother needs to pump because it hurts her to have too much milk. She doesn't need the milk. Then you can pump Le'ibud on Shabbat. Let's say the mother needs to pump because she's afraid if she goes with 24 hours without pumping, her milk supply will go down and dry off. But she doesn't need the milk. She'll get a formula for Shabbos. She just wants that milk after Shabbos. So then pumping with Ebud would be makel for any even small medical reason. It's always a there's some medical reason. So in that case, you could use an electric pump. How do you turn the electric pump on and off? You could put it on a Shabbos clock. Or you could, if you have a case where we assume electricity is next to Rabbanon and Bashinoy, and the welcome star, you could turn it on and off with a key. I think you'd be able in that case. The other answer might be, what about a growing machine, just like the cow? Good enough for the cow, so I think good enough for us. Okay, we're more sensitive than cows, perhaps. Maybe you could do a growing, the big machlokes, doing all the posts in Rebel Yavdin, about if she puts the pump on before the Shabbat clock turns it on, look at that Shabbat clock. She puts it on herself before the Shabbat clock turns on. Is that called growing up, when she's just setting it up for the Shabbat clock to go on? Or is that called maestra, because she's holding it in place the whole time? So the Rebbe Yochanan's kosher said it's not grama, but most kosher say it is grama, and therefore, certainly, if you need to, I think there's Makom Lahakel to say that it's grama, according to most kosher. Basically, everyone calls grama except for Rebbe Yochanan, quoted a safer kosher or on Shabbat, which I don't have and was not on Ozer HaKachos, so if I need to find it, I'd appreciate it. Perfectly valid. Anyway, Lemaisa, or Lyapu says it's considered Maisa, so there's no room to be an Eichel unless you've got an effort, which is rare. All the other tokens say it's Brahma, and that's what we assume by both the machines in front of the Kirtap, Gokas, and Cholagam, and the old Tolmeth are the same as Shiva, etc. So if you put it on before the Shabbat clock turns on, that would also be a heter, even if it was not Sakana. So basically, a rare case of Sakana or Mutter to pump, pumping with Ibud is Mutter, the very common stock, and pumping big grumma is mutter. If you work it out, you have to be very organized to get that to work. You have to be very organized. The one thing you can't do, by the way, is going back to the ibud. You can't say, let me pump the ibud and just leave it on all Shabbos. So I don't have to turn on the electricity, because if you leave it on all Shabbos, it'll break. So anyway, that's as far as pumping on Shabbos. Pashas. No, only if you're doing the ebook. Do you think the whole thing is right? Yeah, okay.
Well, I could maybe in a place where they're doing a malacha dora as well.
Yeah, since it's what he say, we're not locked here. And that's the way he grows, that's after his growth.
You can't like, take a baby and put it next to a light.
Correct, correct. Okay, not our topic, but no, that's the next section. Okay.
Two questions. One, what's better, a machine with Ethereum or hand pump?
What's better, ebud, a machine or a hand pump?
Machine that you turn on a machine, let's say.
Probably a hand pump is better than turning on a machine. Machinoing. But it's people find the hand pumps very tricky. Lemaisa, you know, we can make on the machine.
If you could do the hand pump.
Yeah, theoretically, yes. Oh, by the way, there's a big machlokes, what's called the ebud? Let's say she pumped it, it goes into a bottle, and then she pours it down the sink. Is that called the ebud? So there is an opinion out there that's called the ebud, that's the mainstream. The mainstream is no. You pump it into a bottle, and then pour it down the sink, that's not the ebud. It's wonderful, very valuable. Later you're pouring into a sink, that's not called the ebud. So therefore, you would have to put some chemical, bad chemical in the bottle and before you start pumping into the bottle, such as bleach or soap or something that would make it undrinkable. That's what people do when they're stuck. Theoretically, going back, you could also get a guy to run the pump. But that's, you know, not always so practical.
Let's say a person is just pumping even to keep the milk supply. Would she have to... Like, as in, she waits till she's getting to milk on the side. She doesn't need to pump as much as she feeds during the week.
She can't go crazy in every milliliter. You know, she has to be, you know, she doesn't have to go crazy. Okay, bye. Finish these Makara sheets. There's one thing which we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't get a chance to chazer because it was sort of a total tangent, but it was on the Makara sheet. So let's look for half a second at the end of Shin Chav. It's a total tangent. I'm not going to mention it. Liten karkom b'tam shol mutter v'ein lachish for the last two seasons of Shin Chav. Mishum tzoveya d'ein kriya v'oklin. A famous heter. It's not found in the Gemara. At all. It's a total side point here. But, quotes from the Shvele Lekes, it brings about Chlokes, that ain't kriya v'oklin. Shin Chav, your pet. There's no malach of tzoveya of dying, D-Y-E, when it comes to food. Only when it comes to fabrics, let's say, the Nishmas Adam F.A. Kasha, which the Bir Halacha deals with here. He says, what do you mean? It's before Shabbat Avayin Hei. Shabbat Avayin Hei is a machlokes, which of Malacha? The locus, shechting a chicken is. A little funny, you think it would be Shochet, which is the Howie Paskin. But it says right here, Shochet of Mai Mechayev, Rav says, Soveya. Shechting a chicken is soveya. I don't know if it was chicken, whatever bird it was, or whatever animal it was, and why? They explains. Nicha de lifa feisachita damak yech lechiyo inshi v'leisu l'zmanine. He wants the neck to have bright red blood on it. Don't imagine modern day sanitary, whatever. He wants the shechten to get a nice bright red color on the neck. So people said, oh, this is fresh meat. Look at the bright red blood. And they will buy it. And therefore, it's soveya, because he actually wants it to be a color so people will buy it. No, he says, but that's food. So we see there in the Malachim Tzoveya by food. That's the kasha of the Nishmat Adam quoted in the Bir Halacha. And Bir Halacha said, etc. No, look at the Arzarua. He said, that is the hide. L'chori, he meant not of a chicken where you eat the skin. You know, the hide of an animal, which is not food. That's what it wasn't food. Can an animal not food? No, eat it. Simply says, heter gomer, there's no problem for you. But open, that's what the Bir Halacha includes, based on the Arzarua answering the kasha of the Nishmas of the Nishmas Adam, the Prima Gadim here says, if you look in the Prima Gadim, according to Mishnah Berurah Nun Vav, he quotes a machlokes in the Prima Gadim. And the Nishmas Adam, the Prima Gadim, the Nishmas Adam said that what did he come out? What did come out in the Nishmas Adam? Here we have sort of the who is it? This is the Urayim of Karkom, right? Shibalei Aleket B'Shem Baal HaYurayim, the Urayim Karkom B'Tavshil is mutter, but the Gemara and the Ayin Hey Amid Beis that the Dam did Beis HaKlavar, Beis HaShlita is what they call it, I think, is Chayav Midaraita. So how do we resolve it? So says the Bir Halacha based on the Orzarua, this is Okel, this is not Okel. Heter Gomer says the Says the Nishmat Adam says, no, you know what the difference is? When you put karkom in your, what's karkom? Is it turmeric? What? Just cumin. Yes. Is that have a strong color? Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you putting it in? Why are you putting it in? For taste. This is ochel for taste. This is ochel for appearance. Food coloring. Food coloring. When we say Sviva Oakland, that means don't worry about Sviva by Oakland if that's just the recipe. But if you're doing it for food coloring, that's awesome. That is the mission of Adam. Quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Prima Gadim seems to have a different Svara. If you look in five, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes them. If you look in five, says the Prima Gadim, he says this is Ochel. It's a little non-commercial. It doesn't matter if it's for color or for taste. It's not for smelling. This is ochel for commercial purposes. It says that you've got it. It's a little funny to figure out the part. It says don't go over the hole when you're doing something to smell it better. But that's not the point. Somehow, if you do eat, you like the color, that's mutter. You like the color for eating, that's mutter. That's the round bakima. You want to give it a certain color to smell it, that's mutter. That's really most of my people. For your personal eating, is okay, even for appearance. But if it's for selling, then it's a problem. That's really most of the heter of Oakland. If you want to sell it, that is what the Mishnah Berurah above quotes from the Prima Gadim. How do we paskin? Are we machmir like the? Are we machmir like the Nishmat Adam, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, and Perek Yud Aleph? And Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Yidlamet Tes says, "Ein if there's tzviya ba'oklin kol od lo yiskavin letzviya tamay kol elarak letzikon shivertaygo." If you're doing it for taste and not for appearance, there is no problem. Okay, but that implies that if you're doing it for appearance, that's what he says. Nachli money sinat chomer tzoveya l'shem sinor tzeva machol olad. For coloring, it's better to be machmir. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, it's better to be machmir for coloring. Definitely, ikar again, make like the mitzvah of Admar bring the gun. But Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa yod aleph lamed tef. What's his lashon again? His lashon again is not going to machmir. It's nothing. The Mishmur is not Makriyot. The Mishmur side. He quotes the earth with a barrel of which generally is not necessarily Zerko. It's not. He's not Makriyot. It's not even better be Makriyot. Therefore, once you be Makriyot, not to be food color in the shower. Granted, they change the color, no problem. On not to use food coloring on Shabbat. This is the big Makwokis. What if someone wants to be Yosei? The Orthodox wants to be Yosei, the Chumar of having red wine at the Pesach. But they only have white wine. They only like the white wine. Right? They like the, what is it? Muscata d'Aspi. They like Muscata d'Aspi. For them, it's simple. It's favorite drink Muscata d'Aspi. To drink Cabernet Sauvignon is opposite. Okay, they don't have a refined palate. They don't have refined palates. Okay. Yes, I do not have a refined palate. I'm an Am Ha'aretz in food and drink. I'm Am Ha'aretz Gomer in food and drink. You might as well send me back to kindergarten. Yes, I like Muscat with Ati. I don't drink scotch and don't tell Dolby, but I'll even like drink tea that was made in cool, fish tea water. Although I won't make it, and we'll get to that. But the only anyway, kitzer. Well, what if you want to do the chumra of having red wine? Because the Gemara said better quality if it's red. So you could get there is a red type of scotch in the opposite of my name. That would be better. That way you'll get all the chumras. Or you can mix a little red wine into it. Okay, but if you mix one more wine, where you're doing it for the color, not a problem. So, in my humble opinion, I think given that Iferdin, the Mr. Burr already popped me on the face out, if you like the white wine better than the red wine, it's okay. It's actually better quality for you. The whole point of the red wine is that it's good quality. And all the stuff you'll say maybe also represent the dam. But the white, I think you're better thinking with the white wine and not getting into a machloket about Sylvia. Yeah.
Could we probably put in red and white first?
So that is a great machloket. There is a sharetzion. Can I show you one sharetzion? Shin yudchet tamakei. Shin yudchet tamakei. Turn to shin yudchet. The tamakei of the sharetzion says, but over there, tov yosher shigera hamayim l'toka echel. Probably making tea from scent. What is the Ganda Tachoshin with the Ayan the Yaras have Bash? Okay, and it's a brand new for Bash in your team. What does he say? He says that this is not, doesn't fit anything with the Shulchan Aruch or the Shubura in Shinchaf, in Shinchaf whatsoever. But he says, that one second. Yes. By the way, the Darkei Moshe here quoted from Avraham Mintz that you shouldn't mix the red and white wine on Shabbos, and well, it wasn't over that you want the piece left later. And he says he really thinks that it is mutter. He brings a riot from Shabbos mutter against the Mishnah of Adam. Somehow the Mishnah, the Mishnah is more machmir. Maybe even if it's for taste, one should be more machmir. But then how do you make anything on Shabbos if you won't mix water and PS, which basically can't make any drink out of water. When you make any drink out of water, it becomes colored.
All of a sudden, we just work as others. So I'm going to start.
You know, you know what? It's good to be coaching that maybe there could be a ball player. Or let's say better, maybe the tree of a masjid. Maybe the rain only that we make with Oakland, not a masjid. Maybe the tree of a masjid. And therefore, it's better to put the water into the scent than not the scent into the water. Okay, that's the suggestion of the shark. That is really a kokra. The Archa Shabbat doesn't hold the kokra. He says, what difference does it make our order to be put in? Obviously, Muslim. But how about? How about making drinks? Says the Archa Shabbat, mutter, because ein via the ochlin ubemachet. Says the Shar Hatzion Shin Yudhet. Samachay, he says, you know what? As a chumra, it's pretty clear to me that as a chumra, maybe there is via bemachet. Seemingly, it's only called for machet, like maybe machet is different than ochlin. That's how you die. He is a die, right? In the old days, they could die with tea. Anyone ever read like a very old book? They die things with tea? No? Okay, well, that's for you. Anyway, he said, better to put water into the powder / concentrate. Right, and then Rashad said that you take two pairs of order, it's just mother. Don't make up cobras and then make up cast cobras to get around your hooks. If you make up cobras, you can actually avoid it. That's one thing. Make up cobras and invent a distinction that doesn't make any sense. If your cobra, he doesn't like the archetype, doesn't like the cobra, but man, some people are not there. It's really a cobra. All the books spoken these words that the archetype, which just said, what difference make what order for that? Obviously, just mother. Either upper or mother, obviously, mother. Maybe by matchkin. It's better to pour the water into the flavoring rather than flavoring into the water because that avoids any shock of derech tovea. I'm not sure, I guess even the derech tovea flying into the water, not the water into the dye. I guess so. Anyway, Lamaista, I don't think most people are hosted for their star. Those ones who can, the Shabbos is not a
unless you, if you're doing something for the purpose of appearance, then you should.
Ah, the question is, this is the word of Homer. How about the kula? What is the purpose of appearance? And you can use the kula, meaning, is it, if I want the wine to be red, should I pour in the red and then the white instead of the white and then the red? Would that make it okay? Would that be Yotze the Nishmas Adam? Would the Nishmas Adam be Moda? So that's what the. By the way, he quotes the Mishaburah's Chumar from the Shar Tzion. But he seems to say no. You can't use that to get around the Lemaisa. This Mishaburah says the order makes a difference. Tremendous Chiddush. I would not use it to get around the Mishaburah. It's clear that nothing will happen in a better order. In any order. So the Maisa, I think that, again, you could say, I'll be making a war, I'll be making against the Nishabatim. The Dark Emotion is making a war against the Nishabatim. He said, in Fiba Oakland, you're allowed to make red wine by mixing red and white. The Maisa, I'd rather just use white wine and rely on the fact that in the wines I have available to me, I like the white wine better. Okay, we'll leave that. I'll just quickly finish off the Mishnah Chah, who we started a new topic. If Chah talks about each Misha Omer, to Ochel Tutim or Shark Mirta Tobim, right? Papers that have a strong dye, like berries. What is a strong dye? Very strong color. A lot of things. What else is strong colors would be? Pomegranate's a very strong color. All the things you have to watch out for your clothes from, right? Certainly, we got the other proof of gun over makal. Make sure not to touch with your hands your clothing or the tablecloth, not because you'll stain it and will and won't come out of the wash. Since so they are, that's a way of clothing. Obviously, clothing shacks so they are. Well, so they have pizza, the mask up here is left above the open. It's okay to dip your bread in the juice. That thing's be able to open. You're doing it for taste, that's what you're doing for the mission. It's just, you have to be nizhar from your clothing. This is not so pashut, right? The Radbaz disagrees, right? Here is the Shibboleth Leket, quoting the Rambam. Why does the Radbaz disagree? Anyone remember? Why does the Radbaz disagree? Says the Magen Avraham. Radbaz katav chumri yitzei ruach. That's too much for why? Derech lechlach. There's no other fee of derech lechlach. This is a big machlokas. This has come up a lot of cases. How about Tobeya derech lechlach? Says the Uraim, quoted in Shibboleth Halechet, quoted in the Machaber. Aser, says the Radbaz, who's quoted and seemingly endorsed, or no, who's rejected by the Magen Avraham, he says, Mutter. And the Magen Avraham says, no, we're machmir against this. We're machmir against this, Radbaz says, Mishnah Berurah here. This can come up with Maisa, says Mishnah Berurah here. He says, B.H. Makila Makal Zekad, is there a lit book? B.H. Lit Makalayim Hecha, the Epsher Loli Darba, that if it's the Epsher, you can rely on Makila. Probably also because it's the original Nikola. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one second, let's talk to the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we are normally Machmir. But Hecha, if you rely on the Radbaz, who is Makel, if it is Derech Lechlach. So if you're very stuck and you have no choice, you can be Makel. But normally we're Machmir on Tzoveya, even Derech Lechlach. It's very clear, Tzoveya, that everything gets dirty. Tzoveya doesn't mean regular dirt. If I eat shalit and I touch the tablecloth or a cloth napkin, it's dirty. That will go out. That's Tzoveya Derech Lechlach. That's Lechlach. Thing you have me is things that are dye type materials like pomegranate juice and beet juice, which they made dyed out in the old days, dark, wrong colors. So found dirt, no one's machmir on. They're only talking about real serious dye.
So
someone spills
wine, would we have to fit in?
So where does wine fit in? Is the
paper towel? Would be able
to... how about wiping up wine with a towel? Where does is wine a strong dye? Or no one uses wine to dye.
That's a very offensive dye.
No, I'm not talking about that. The question is a good dye.
Wouldn't be a dye. Meaning a pomegranate is only a dye because they use it as that.
Ochel hatzoveya. What about what? Wine seems to be a strong guy, no?
Some wine is a very strong guy.
Yeah, obviously, I mean red wine, right? A strong red wine. It could be that wine would also be a strong guy. So says the in two places, but in one in Perk Yodalid, and Yodalid Chav Aleph, as well as in Lamed Hey Yotes. He says, of course, this is only talking about cloth. Paper napkins are for sure mother. Why? Because the Brewer says in Nunches, he says, don't worry about dyeing your skin, your hands and your mouth, because your hands and your mouth are not objects that is the derech to dye. Funny, I don't know what about tattoos. I guess it's not as common. It's not a regular dyeing process in any case. You don't usually paint them. And therefore, he said, likewise, disposable napkin, that's not the derech to dye them. That's the equivalent of the garbage. That's like sort of fabric that's intended for that, that's supposed to be dyed. Only actual fabrics are a problem. So disposable napkins are for sure okay. That's the stock of the Shmir Shabbat Kolchata. He says, my pit niyar that you throw out is totally mutter, not a problem whatsoever. The only problem is cloth napkins. Okay, so that's what you passed in. The only problem is cloth napkins. You should be machmer if you have another choice. If it's a strong dye and you're wiping up with clothing or a tablecloth or a cloth napkin or something like that, I'm not even sure about, I must admit. about the okay. He also has another great example. He says, what about blood? Right? So he says, if someone's bleeding, blood is a very strong dye. Then, right? Sometimes it'll never come off sometimes. He says, if someone's bleeding, then if you have a choice, you should use a like a paper towel instead of an actual towel to wipe it up. But of course, if you often you don't have a choice, then we're making all hay for the e-ester. What about a floor rag that you wiping up something that that's considered a cloth because you save it, you don't throw it in the garbage. Or maybe, yeah, I think floor rag is considered a cloth. I don't know what he'd say about wine.
You know, but maybe it's as bad as blood.
Is wine as bad as blood? Is wine such a good dye? Anyone ever get wine on something and it never came out in the wash?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
But, yeah, okay, fine. Then I guess it's a good one. You spill red wine and you have paper towel. You paper towel to wipe it up, not the towel. Okay, good hook. Wipe that. Okay, yeah.
First of all, if you pomegranate seeds on your shirt, that's considered, even if what they're eating pomegranate seeds, I guess in your shirt, would be you have to somehow try to show the intention to die.
This sort of wiping it on purpose, but gets on your shirt that something misconduct. Of course, on your shirt. What? No, it's eating on purpose. Your hand have pomegranate juice, and you wipe it on your shirt. That's what bothers.
Yeah.
Again, forgetting about the fact that your mother would not approve, even on a weekday. Yes.
Putting broth thing on cake or something. I'm not like sebum, but putting some broth on cake, is that so bad?
No, that's not so bad. You're changing the color of cake. You're putting something on top of it. That's not so bad. You don't break broth.
Again,
blushes to make broth. So you add the food color. You need to cut right. Put food color to make a certain color broth thing would be author coordination.
Coloring a whole cake in red.
No, let them have red broth thing. And you have a white cake, and you want to. That's not considered. That's not considered.
A
dye.
Putting a red shirt on.
Right. If I put a red tablecloth on a brown table, that's not so bad.
Are you just two questions? What about Corona test? Is that so bad? That's like a big knock last year. And what about like the toilets having those like loose papers in them?
Those are all good questions. Corona tests are kind of so bad. Because turning something a color, right? The question is, can you say that it's a
control? The control test will always turn color.
The control will always turn color, right? And even the other line, that's not a double change copy. It might or may not turn color, depending if you have Corona. That's miscopy. You want to check
if you don't want it. Corona.
Yeah, you want to check if you're
Don't people say the problem care about the color? You just want to know the indicator?
So the end of the of that, it's not called Tobeya if it's just giving you information. That's not focused. Is it called Tobeya if it's just giving you information? So some people want to be making it just giving you information. Well, a lot of folks are making it if you bend the whole test on the egg. Let's say you, instead of putting the water in the little hole, you put the water near the hole and it flows into the hole. Maybe that's a grumbo like we saw. Okay, the minute I think was to be made all of but that is a threat. But it was
beautiful. We get the information.
That's
you're making a line.
Making a line. Anyway, how about the toilet bowl things? The toilet bowl things are something we want to make because ain't be able to open.
I've heard of a lily.
What?
I've heard of a lily.
The problem is that the prima donna right here in the one the Mishabura quotes, which is the Eighth of Abraham, says that people who, I actually told you the ones, they put food coloring in water and then like put a jar in the windowsill and it looks pretty when the sun shines through. He says that's for sure author.
Because you're doing it for the look. And not, you're doing it for the look and not for the, and not for eating it. Mikol makom, yesh lomer dechayav, v'sha'os tegam mashim jishmi menu, if you're trying to give those lies. V'kol ken amtivis amonim t'lof mayim laham v'chal o'nei v'chemet, yesh lomer kuli amavo zim dechayav. The Nigmar Alexa Spia. He said, to put color in water so you can put it in the window and it'll shine nicely. So coloring water, even though it's water, is open, mashin, but if the water is not for drinking, he says, kuli amavo zim dechayav. That's why it's hard to be makel in the toilet, because yeah, it's water, but it's not for drinking.
You mentioned the color.
Worse than the Prima Donna's cake, because the Prima Donna's cake, you could drink the water here, the toilet, you're not really drink it.
No, but
there's no head for open. The question is, can you say it's mother because a sobeya, when you don't care about the color, is not really sobeya? Maybe the ikker heter is not need to be about open. In both Prima Donna's case, you care about the color. You wanted to make it like look pretty, right? Because you have colored water, the sun will shine through it. It was for here. It's not to make it look pretty. Basically, this is similar to Corona. Now, why do they put the color? Not to make it look pretty. It was to make it look pretty. Fully on the modem, if you go right. Why do they put the color in this thing, the toilet bowl?
To make it look like it's doing something.
Because it's a sign to you that it's doing something. Because you, if something happens and you don't see it, you don't feel satisfied like it really worked. You have to. It's psychological. If it would be clear, they make clear ones, but they don't sell as well. Because then they clean the toilet water, disinfect the toilet water just as much, but it looks the same. You don't feel like you did anything. If they put a color, which has nothing to do with anything, just plays a psychological trick, and you feel like you did it. The big is soap. It's all psychology. Why do they make elevators with the button close the door? That doesn't do anything. Because people feel better if they close the door with the button. Long as they say, oh, it takes a while for the button to register. Some of it is funny. 90% of elevators, the button doesn't work, but it makes people feel better. Anyway, Mamaisa, that's the only cause of lockout is it needs lighting to be able to open it. Because you don't need it to look nice. It's people open, not to open then. Whenever you don't care, whenever it's not for the looks, maybe that's bad. Especially important to the buzzing. Whenever it's not for the looks, that's bad. Here it's not for the looks. It's a thin issue that it did something. So you can feel better psychologically. Not for the look.
So therefore.
So maybe that makes it longer. So that's a weak svara. There are those who are nakel, but it's a weak svara. And Tashva's not even a grama because it's like the first order that's up. Right? So it's I think it's very I never started looking at it. But I think it's very hard to be mako. It's a very big kiddish to be mako. Say, well, you know, it just makes you feel, it just shows that you did something. It doesn't actually accomplish anything. So that's not so bad. But my fear being so bad. And you're being so bad like much in a derrick of fear more than people do for other reasons. Anyway, I think.
So let's say if you're somebody else's house, you're in a public bathroom.
So let's say you're at somebody else's house, or you're in a public bathroom. Then, of course, you have another tabahako ration lo nichale. Right? So sick ration lo nichale. But even if sick ration lo nichale is not, we're not for a sick ration lo nichale. Okay, but maybe it's not so bad. And if the ration lo nichale, lani is daiti. I think if you are in if you're in someone else's house and you know there's not really another good option, and you know it's bordering on covenant brios and etc., then I think you can be made to look this way. But in your own house, just if you're from just somebody.
I understand it's pretty good. You would hear it after you're in the toilet because it's going to make water.
No, the Prima Donna's is fully okay if you're trying to make an artistic thing in your house, but you a food coloring of water to put on the windowsill so it'll look nice.
And what's the difference between the toilet?
That's not looking
that weird. What? That's not looking nice for the
toilet. I know, that's why some people are saying I didn't.
But then you're in Oakland's notion, it's not so bad. It's a good stand, right? It's not holding the, like, oh, any water.
Yeah, I think by the urinals, first of all, usually the ones in the urinals don't have a color.
because
they don't have to prep anyone.
Even they do have a color, it's going down the drain, and I think that would be okay, fine. Small young word. Boner.
New Av Malacha. These things are fun. The Gemara says there are three other Malacha that look awfully similar. What are they? Borer and Merake. The Gemara on the bottom line is going to base top line dollar now.
So why are they three and not one if they're all the same idea? What? In the Mishnah, they were different important stages. Okay, big finish. But it's clearly more Dor, Bor, Merake are all the same idea. What idea are they all?
It's not a trick question, actually. It's an easy question. They're all separating Sola from Ophel.
Right. They're all the same idea. Okay. Then what makes them different?
If they're all the same idea, but still,
what makes them, how do you know which is which?
One is Rabbeinu Hanan's thing?
Nope. One is Rabbeinu Hanan's thing?
We understand.
Rabbeinu Hanan said it depends on the method. Right? What Borer, what do you use?
And.
Merakim, what do you use? Sifter. Some sort of sifter, whatever you call it. And Zohar, what do you use?
The wind.
Right? Meaning when we say a bor is only what we got, if you use a kli, then that's up to the right side. We don't mean it's bor is the right side. We mean it's Meraki is the right side. But, you know, we don't bother to differentiate between them. There's no similar token article of Meraki. Because, whatever, it's just all bor. Meraki says a little differently. And the advantage of being a phenomenon is it's very easy to figure out what, in any case. Just look at how you do it. What does Meraki say?
Right.
Exactly. Rashi says it's the object. And what are the three objects according to Rashi? Exactly. Oh, good English. Right. He says, what's the order? It's an order. It's the chaff. That's like the straw. Borer is you take out the pebbles from the wheat. And Merake is the flour. Okay, it's not totally parallel. Flour is the good part. Pebbles and chaff are the bad part. But that's what Rashi says, right? It's probably called. Okay, that's what ends up going far away from you. Let's say the. But in Meraki, what you do is after you grind the wheat, resort borer poking Meraki. Zorah, you throw it up in the air and it blows the chaff far away and the heavy kernels. You throw it all there with a big pitchfork. That's a big pitchfork is for. It's not only for like devil costumes on earth. It's actually you take it and you throw it all up high on a windy day, and the heavy kernels go like 1 foot and drop, and the light chaff goes like 10 feet and drops. And like before modern technology, they had natural technology. But pebbles are also heavy. So the pebbles might be mixed with the wheat grains. Then you have to take out by hand that boner. Then you grind it. When you grind it, there's the flour and the like bran or whatever. And you get that out through sifting, the finer particles and the coarser particles. There's different kind of particles. They're probably mostly for the bran. Okay, that is Rocky. How you translate that to, okay, and what if I, you know, separate peas from carrots? What if I'm separating a silver? Is that silver or Rocky part of Rocky? Is very mysterious. We're not sure. The look over the simple shot is that most Ramanu things are borer because it's not like the chaff that something grew with or the like bigger and smaller particles of something. It's like some foreign substance. So maybe it'd be more like a pebble, right? Most of modern day borer would be borer because it's more like a pebble. Okay. The Rishalmi, what did the Rishalmi say? Anyone notice about Zora that's different?
You can't spin.
So yeah. Spinning in the wind is Chayav Mishum Zora. Why? Do you separate anything when you spin in the wind?
Yeah. The droplet.
There's a very clever Alfi Manasseh quoted by the thing Vera Lacha, but let's do it. You don't separate anything, or
you're not separating the good part from the bad part when you spit in the wind. Rather, you are scattering something in the wind. Meaning, why do people spit in the wind? The assumption is he doesn't say here, maybe you want to spit in the wind, so it'll blow it far away from you. Okay, so you're scattering something in the wind, but it's not, you're telling me Zohar has nothing with Bora and Meraki. The Bavli says they're all the same, free. But the Rishalmi says no. Says the Rishalmi, Zoreh equal gathering in the wind. Right? We could do that sometimes. You know how sometimes, I don't know if you do this, what do you do with your table talk between Shabbat meal? You take it outside and you, right? And it's the scatter all the problem. That's not so. But let's say it's a windy day. And you go like this, all the crumbs blow away. That Zohar according to the Yerushalmi. You just done the analog of Zohar. And you scatter things in the wind. Yeah.
Doesn't have this one being Mokhtar Zohar? Not to break it up a little bit also?
You think the crumbs are all separate pieces. They're not, it's not the thing. I have to find a better verb than scatter. Right, although it's a little tricky because after all, the actual Zohar is not breaking anything off, it's a separate pieces. Okay, so it's, you know, I don't know what counts and one counts and what doesn't. Okay, without the example, Zohar and Meraki are clearly, I don't think there's two ways about it. Zohar and Meraki are obviously, right, Hafrada. Lachora, I don't know, but Lachora, Yerushalmi's moda. So the Egli Tile has an exceedingly clever lambda. If the Yerushalmi's moda that Borer is separating Ochel Btolet and Meraki is separating Ochel Btolet, like it's obvious that Borer is also separating Ochel Btolet, like the Bach. Why would Yerushalmi disagree? It's not like, oh, well, it was the chap that the Amram, the Yerushalmi, didn't yet invent this chap that Zohar is about separating all things with like Bora Meraki. That's like Pasha Shah that probably any kindergarten would say. So why did Yerushalmi disagree? But anyway, there must be a principle to reason. So the Egli Tal says very cleverly, it's Lishni Tashe of the next Yerushalmi. What does the next Yerushalmi say? You can be Bora through pebble all day long and not be kind. It might still be up to Rabbanan, not clear, right? You can take out tzuros all day long and not be chayav, or you can take out a grogeris and be chayav. Meaning you can take out a ton and be butter, or take out a handful and be chayav. What's the difference? What did Yerushalmi say? Exactly. If you take out a ton, but you haven't finished cleaning out your wheat, because you have a big pile of wheat, that's not an itadori, not malach. But if you only have one small pile of wheat and you take out a handful, that's malacha. Meaning, it's only malacha of borer if you completely purify the ochel. Says the Egli Tal, that's the Yerushalmi, these two Yerushalmi, which seem like they're just next to each other because they're in order of the Abbas malacha, are actually lishi tatam. Why? Because, says the Egli Tal, this is the Egli Tal Kah. He says, this is only malacha because the wheat is completely purified, cleaned. What do you call it? Purified. If the wheat is completely purified, why do you need to do meraki? Isn't the wheat have no tolus anymore? Right? After you bore it, there's no more tolus. So why is there malacha meraki? Yeah, because when you grind it, you create new tzolas. A pile of wheat grains after Borer, there's no tzolas, right? You're only trying to take out every last pebble. No tzolas. But now you grind it and you made new tzolas because you made bran. So then, Tochein creates new tzolas. And then, Merake is Malacha because, same as above, ditto mark. Right? He said, it's only the luck of Yerushalmi if you create totally purified Oka. So Bora creates totally purified Oka. And then Tokay makes new Tolet. So Meraki makes purified Oka. Zohar can't agree with the Babli Because in Zorik, not purified oak, you took out the chaff, there's still pebbles, right? When you threw it in the wind, the heavy grain and pebbles dropped here, the light chaff dropped over there, right? That's a Zorik, right? Remember, over the ball of Zorik going up the rim, etc. So he said, that's the Rishami Lashipa, can to be the Laka of Hafradas Ochel Mipsolet. Because it's not completely purified. Okay, that's the Kiddush of the egg. Like, how it's a nice Kiddush to explain why they tell me it's a strange pizza of Al Zorah. Because of the Zorah something else. Zorah is just to be scattered in the wind. Nothing with good and bad. Good and bad is only for Iraqi goes accomplish all. Like, those are completely purified. But since Zorah doesn't completely purify, it can't be the same as for Iraqi. Therefore, we have to make up a new smart for Zora. That's Yerushalmi. That's what Yerushalmi never said. How you Zora and Bora Hayim Rocky. Okay, we don't talk like Yerushalmi, but it's a very nice English tell, and it might tie into, he ties it into the famous Kakira he has, which is really my book being the Balamor and the Rabban. The Balamor and the Rabban started the Kakira. What's the Kakira, the Balamor and the Rabban? That will end. But what's the Kakira? Great, right, the Balamor said, oh, Bora is lucky to be able to but it's tied anyway. If it's always lost, they would go put it off. There's another that's fine. What's the etzem of look?
You can know if over the product.
Exactly. To say it nicer, what's the chepta of border? Is the chepta the oak or is the chepta the toles? Right? What is the object of Borer? Says the Balamor. Soles, you're taking up soles. You're taking up soles because you don't want it. That's all you need to do. Okay, guys, anyway, says the Ramban. No, you're removing soles or purifying ochel. Therefore, what's the napkamina? Napkamina is it's malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, but chayav anyway. Well, the Rambam says, no, it's Shrika Lugufa, and there's many Nafkamina, but another Nafkamina, are you talking about Yerushalmi? How does Yerushalmi hold? Like the Balamor, like the Rambam, obviously? So the Yerushalmi, is the Malacha taking out Tolet?
No, no. Okay.
The Malacha, because why? Because as much Tolet you take out, you have the Malacha, you purify the Ochel. Says this is the Yerushalmi. Only Chayam. If Ochel is completely purified. Actually, we don't talk like that in Shabbat. Who says, but according to Balamor, no. He would say you're chayav even on Hotsa'at Miktat Mehap Soleh. Because after all, you still pick up Soleh, right? Because you took out Soleh. So you want to say, what if you took a half of Soleh? For the Balamor, out of your height, well, take out Soleh, you did half. That's right. You don't have to finish all now. For the Ramban, the luck is purified Ochel. You haven't purified anything. So dirt. However, he says, really, we're going to possibly get to Yerushalmi, he says. He says, it seems one of the Babli gets to Yerushalmi. What he said, but you could also, how about Hotsa'a Mikta Soleb? How about Sharifa Ladufa? He said it's not Mocher, it's Mocher Woman, not Mocher the other way. He could also say Kaya because you partially purified the Ochel. After all, you're going to have to sell that the Ochel is now improved. It's now quite the pudding that it used to be. So it's not either way, he doesn't think about like Yerushalmi. We'll see some other Nafkaminas about this as well. The Bir Halak we'll talk about, like a third Bir Halak, I forget exactly what number it is. And the very controversial issue, it's a rumor of the Kabbanish. What if I take out the Tolet with some Ochel? Let's say I have
a whole bowl full of ochel, and I take out solas and some ochel in one handful. Is that utter or mutter? Big Mach looks up, according to the Balamor, it should be mutter. I haven't separated any solas. Solas and solas ochel. But according to Rabban, that should be utter. Right? For me, I purify the whole bowl except for one handful. Right? I'm left. Right? So that should also be an akhmina. And this is the Big Mach focus on Yamazem. It should reverse the Kazanish. What about Hotsa'at? Call up solet. M. Miktsas ochel, right? Anyone ever heard that trick? Is that mutter?
Yeah.
Okay, that only extends to the balamar. That should be mutter. After all, I didn't separate any solas. The solas are still with ochel. I haven't taken that.
You separated from the rest of the ochel.
Ah, maybe mutter. Right? According to Rabban, Pashkin mutter. What do you mean? I purified 95% of the ochel. Right? Because you purified much ochel. Maybe mutter because you didn't totally separate tovas. Okay, you're really getting the Mishnah Berurah in trouble here. You're making them all be a sloppy ball of war. Okay, we'll see the, right? Okay, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah make on this, because the course we make on this, and the cause an ish that Mapadon, of course, is off to a part of that. Maybe follow more. That's not a good enough story if you make though. Okay, and we'll come back to this in Mir Lachon. We'll have to get into the nitty gritty detail of Mir Toshen next time. Okay, so we can get here.